have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It is Thursday. Oh, Lord. And you can get involved by calling 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE, JESSE, JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, a doozy. Why are women assumed innocent and men assume guilty? Why are women assume innocent and men assume guilty? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show, and yet you don't have to miss it as it is happening, because you can listen to it on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. Amazing. And it is Thursday. And because we love the Bible Thumpers, and the Bible Thumpers need a little bit more time, because when they call in on the other days and they want to talk about the Bible or God, it's difficult to spend a lot of time because we have so many calls. And so I thought, let's do Thursday and give the Bible Thumpers a little bit more time, because the Bible Thumpers' heads are so overwhelmed with knowledge that they read the Bible, they got all these words jammed in their head, and they think that they know about God. And when they ask a question and you try to respond, they don't have the know-how to respond in a normal way. They have another scripture. So we're going to show the love to the Bible Thumpers. And today, and we take all calls, and today is Bible Thumper Thursday.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
He's drunk as a bastard. Amazing. Yeah, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, just like the Bible. And then I will get to your calls, but I do a lot of talking to a whole bunch of people, but a lot of Bible Christian people. And what I find in nearly every one of them, if not everyone, but nearly every one of them, and it doesn't matter what kind of church they go to, because there are so many different denominations now, or maybe they always been that way, but there are so many different denominations, and they all, as far as I know, I'm really trying to be fair in this. I don't know when the last time that I met a Bible thumper, whatever church person, Christian, Catholic, Mormon, whatever the religion is, it doesn't matter the name. I've noticed for some reason they all believe that they are waiting on Jesus to return. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, though I understand. Because before I understood that Jesus already returned, I was waiting on him too. Waiting on God, he's waiting on you. But the thing that they all have in common, even though they fight over their different denominations, they fight over what they read in their Bibles. But the one thing that they all, maybe two, maybe three, that they have in common, number one, that they cannot have perfect peace on earth. I'm just a human. I can't have perfect peace. And they don't believe that it's possible to have perfect peace while you live. They think that it's going to happen when they die. And then number two is they are waiting on Christ to return. All of them. And it doesn't matter how many degrees and that they have or don't have, or how much they studied the Bible or whatever, they all are waiting on Jesus to return. And I believe it's because they read Revelation and they don't know that Revelation has already happened. It's done. And they don't, and so they don't believe that you can have perfect peace. All of them. And they all have anger. All of them. And the way they deal with the anger, they tell themselves, or Satan tell them that. Well, I don't know. I can't. It's so crazy. But they are waiting on Jesus' return. They don't know in the New Testament is all about finish. It is done. It has been finished. And that they don't know that Christ has already returned and he lives in them. And it happens at the blinking of an eye, Christ is there. But they're waiting for somebody to fall out of the sky. They really are. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. And it's prevalent. Where there's a pope, well, not a pope, but one of those underneath the pope. What's those people called that's underneath the pope?
Priests.
Whether it's the priest, so the pope must be telling them that. I don't know, but the pope must be telling them that. Whether it's Baptist preachers or Orthodox preacher or Mormon preacher or bishop or whatever, bishop, they all believe that they are human and that there's no way they can have perfect peace right here on earth. They don't know it's finished, it's done, and the kingdom of heaven is within. And then another thing I noticed about them, they all say this, they all believe that they need a physical teacher to teach them about what somebody else is saying and doing, and then they take that as reality. And they don't know that a real true teacher point you back to the teacher within, and you learn from that teacher. And when you learn from the teacher within, the spirit of truth, you cannot go wrong. They don't know that. They don't believe that. And then if you tell them about the Holy Spirit, the teacher, they immediately make it him an emotional thing. It's just crazy, but I understand the devil is busy. It is amazing. And then they get mad at the Jews because they said the Jews killed Jesus. And then they said the Jews are waiting for Jesus. They're doing the same thing, waiting for Jesus. But they're mad at the Jews because the Jews don't believe Jesus. And yet they don't believe in Jesus either, because they're still waiting on Jesus' return. It is mind-blowing, but I understand it. Been there, done that. So it's not without understanding. It's sad, though. It is absolutely sad because of that, they're living in misery. Because they have not entered into the kingdom within, and they're not living from within. And suffering is overwhelming. They're doing the same suffering. They have the same suffering that they had prior to become whatever religion they became. It's mind-blowing. I want you to know, you don't have to accept it, of course, but for those who want to be free, it's done, it's finished, and you can enter into the kingdom within. As a matter of fact, Christ said something like, when he was asked about the kingdom, when will it come, where is it, or whatever they asked him, he said, don't look over there. When they tell you to look here or look there, don't do it. It's not in the book. It's not over there. It's not over here. It's in you. It's in you. So don't look anywhere but inside of you. But the preacher have you looking everywhere. What does saint mean, James? I hear these people call each other saints. The saints of old time. The saints said this. What is saint?
I've heard two meanings. One, the normal Christian meaning that I learned, because I call myself normal, just means Christian. It's another word for Christian. Somebody who's like a real Christian.
And what made them so saint? That mean Christian? That's it.
That's how I understood it. Now I know that these Catholics and more traditional ones, they induct people into sainthood. It's kind of like a Christian Hall of Fame.
So the Catholic priests make people saint, like the regular people make somebody a hero.
Yeah.
So and they think they're like, saint just because somebody said it.
But usually it's like after the fact, after they died. Then you declare them a saint.
Right. Can they go, huh? You don't know.
Yeah, they can't do anything to mess up that sainthood. Unless you're Cesar Chavez. Then they dig up something after the fact. Not that they ever called Cesar Chavez a saint. He was no saint. Although, I don't know. Anyway, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to pull this thing up. Okay, there we go. And speaking of perfect peace, thou will keep him in perfect peace. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. That's so deep, I don't know what to do with it, and so true. That's crazy, Hank. Just Hake. Just because somebody say that was a saint, and then the members of that religion start calling the people a saint too. What? They have no clue what a saint is, or if that person is a saint or not.
Yeah.
It's mind blowing. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Isaiah 26:3. There you have it. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. You can have perfect peace right now if you want it. And this is why I say that most people, there are some that want it, but most people don't want to change. They love living in their misery. They love jealousy and strife and revenge and fear and doubt and worry. They love it. And when you try to, if you try to change them, which you shouldn't, you're going against them. Because most people do not want to change. They get the thrill of misery, and they call it good. This is why when you hear people say, oh, you can't have perfect peace, because they don't want it. That's why they say you can't have it. They do not want it. Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Isaiah 26:3. And then the other verse, what the heck? I got to scroll down.
Verse 4.
You keep on giving me all this stuff.
Don't blame me. I'm not the only one, although I am the worst offender. We're talking about how much I chat. Other people do chat, too. Verse 4. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his blessings is sufficient for me. His blessings is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He's put his angels in charge over me. Jehovah Jireh care for me.
I like that song because it has a Middle Eastern flavor or feel to it. So I always liked those types of, I don't know, there's like minor keys or something like that.
That's exactly it.
Y'all used to sing that at your church?
No, at Jesus Club at home.
Oh, yeah. Nick, you sang that at your church?
I just know what James is talking about, that those minor Eastern-sounding religious songs.
Jehovah,
not
Jehovah,
that one, though. I never sang that one.
My provider. His blessings is sufficient for me.
I can imagine hearing it in The Chosen.
For me.
Authentic.
My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He's put his angels in charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me.
Jehovah what?
Jireh.
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 What's that?
Jehovah Jireh care for me.
Who's Jireh?
Jehovah.
Oh. I never heard that.
It's a location of a binding of Isaac in Genesis.
You don't read the word, Nick.
Jireh.
The Lord
will provide.
I looked
it up and I see a bunch of black Christians.
It means the Lord will provide or the Lord will see to it.
Jehovah Jireh care for me.
J-I-R-E-H.
My God shall supply all my needs. Amazing. And then there's one other, right?
Oh, yeah, because that's where Abraham was supposed to sacrifice Isaac.
Oh.
And then the Lord provided something else. So Abraham called it Jehovah Jireh or something.
Jehovah Jireh cares for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory.
I know to clap. I know to clap, at least.
Amazing. A saint, so Derek is telling me what a saint is. A saint is a person set apart from God's service who has achieved union with Christ. Theosis. Theosis. Whoever that is. Through grace only, holy living. So it's still made up by a person. That, it's some other person telling you that that's a saint. God didn't say that that was a saint. But, and y'all believe it just because somebody else said it. Oh, I made that person a saint. But, just like they make people heroes when they want to, and then if they disagree with that hero, they wipe him out. Amazing. What else? Huh?
Derek says, loud.
And then the congregation can go around and call these people saints. Just because somebody else said that, some other leader said it was a saint. And they call them a saint too, and they believe it. It's like the media and the Democrats, it's the same identical thing. What I'm about to give you an example how whatever the pastor call a person, that's what you call them. Whatever the Pope call them, the Pope make them a saint. And God had nothing to do with it, but because the Pope or somebody else did it, they're a saint. It's like you hear the media and the Democrats and some right-wing Republicans say that, oh, we don't want a war. They are mad at the president or pretending to be mad about the Iran deal. And so the Democrats and the rightos who don't like Donald Trump anyway don't want him there because he's interfering with their money and their perceived power, and the media don't want him. And so just because the Democrats and the rightos say, well, we don't want a war. War is bad. The gas prices are through the roof. I'm scared. I'm mad. And then the people listen to that who support Donald Trump, they start saying the same thing. Well, the gas prices are through the roof. I don't want no war. I'm scared. What are we going to do? And they don't realize they're just repeating what the media and the Democrats are saying because the media and the Democrats and the right-o want to put fear in you to control you. And it's the same thing as calling somebody else a saint or this or that. Your thinking is coming from someone else and not from within you. If you go within and start seeing the truth for yourself, you won't be following the crowd. It's so easy for people to follow the crowd. It's so easy for people to follow the crowd. It's the darndest thing I've ever seen. And the crowd is always, always on the wrong side of truth. It's that one individual, male or female, who can stand alone and know the truth for themselves. Even when they are in the crowd, they're standing alone. But most people can't do that. They can, but they won't. They're afraid. And so they follow the crowd. And the crowd tell them, yeah, you're right. And when they tell them that they're right, now you got to tell the crowd that they're right so you can feel right for being wrong. And the crowd feels good because the crowd said, well, they said that too. Well, Matt, how about standing alone? What's wrong with it? Why not stand alone? You came in this world alone. You're going out alone, whether you like it or not. God is one and everything, but he's one. And you should be one. You should be whole and stop being so divided. I want to show you, then I get to your calls, Nick Shirley. Nick Shirley is very interesting in that his whatever he's doing under threats and fear, I mean, and other stuff, he's doing what he got to do. Nick Shirley is the guy that was over in Minneapolis, and he exposed, according to reports, the Somalian people, right? They were Somalians, right? That was pretending to have homeschool for children, daycare centers, and things like that. And come to find out that they were ripping off the country. And according to report, in thousands of dollars. And so they got mad at Nick Shirley over there. They're like, what the? And so Nick is now, according to report, for billions of dollars, they ripped them off. And according to report, Nick is in California. And these people are not happy about it. They are not happy with Nick Shirley. He is a YouTuber. Is it? That's right. YouTuber. This is from Grok. This post shares a clip from Nick Shirley's March 17 video alleging $170 million in fraud across Somalia, Iran, California. Child care centers. Showing a worker yelling in Somalia and slamming the door. Watch this from Fox News.
Apparently, they have 14 children enrolled. Hello?
I was naked, okay?
No, you weren't.
Oh, I can sue you. I was like, I wasn't dressed up. I'm Muslim.
Either way, can we enroll a child into the daycare?
You don't know what's going on.
Well, it says there's 14 children enrolled here on the state of California. These people are underneath a different program, and what they're doing is they're creating these daycares, and then they're living off of government subsidies. So these houses will have these daycares in the middle of a neighborhood, and these families are completely living off government subsidies off of the 10 kids that they have enrolled.
Isn't that amazing? Who told the Somalians that they could do that? And they seem to be doing it in wherever they are. They seem to be doing this. Are they telling each other or what? Like, let's go to the United States and set up a daycare center. Don't worry, you don't have to have any children in there, and you can get buku money. Here's another clip of Shirley visiting another child care center.
We got to go to break.
Oh, okay, okay, thank you. Let me take a break. I'll do that, finish that, and then take your calls and super chats. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. We have a brand new episode of the Pacha TV. It was amazing. There was a little, some glitz and clicks in it, but check it out. You can podcast Pacha.TV from Wednesday, yesterday, Pacha.TV. And a brand new episode of the FallenState.TV is coming up tomorrow at 11 a.m., if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I had a very interesting discussion with Lewis Herm. Lewis Herm, I believe. Lewis Herms. He is running for governor of California as an independent candidate. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What does it mean, independent?
I don't choose a party. The D versus R is a divisional control. When they divide, what do? They conquer. We're going to have almost an antichrist that comes through as a Republican if we don't wake up.
The crime is so bad. I'm afraid and I'm black.
Are you?
As it is to say.
We can't go in here with fear. We're in a spiritual battle right now.
Yes.
Right? If we take back our state, we take back our country. That's the reality.
That's for sure. Independent candidate, candidate running for governor of California. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And don't forget to like, hit the like button for these videos. I do appreciate it. Here's another clip of Nick Shirley. We were talking about Nick Shirley before we went to break there and how he is exposing the Somalian daycare centers and how these people, according to the reports, are taking advantage of the taxpayers, millions of dollars, billions of dollars, and the government of these cities and states don't even care. They have to know it's happening, but they don't care. And that's mind-blowing. And yet, you vote in the same people. Here's another clip of Nick Shirley visiting another daycare center.
Once again, we have another daycare. But this daycare is right here inside of this home. And let's see if there's any children here. They do say they have 7 enrolled. Yeah, we were wondering if we could enroll a child into the daycare here.
We know you. You need to get up from here because there is trespassing. You see the sign we have trespassing?
And can I speak with somebody on the sidewalk? We just like to speak with somebody. Yes, sir.
Hide the sign, please. Don't
yes, we're right here. Can we talk to you really quick, sir?
Talk to you.
They're like, you trespassing. You can't talk to us. What a mess, huh? I'm told that Nick Shirley is 23 years old. I'm like, what, dawg? But that's what's happening, folks. According to Wikipedia, he's 23 years old. And this is happening, and I am not surprised that Nick is finding this in California. And I hear that Gavin Newsom is not happy. I don't know, but according to some reports. And so he went to his last house, and the female that answered said, "We know who you. We know who you are. You got your trust bag. Get off." And then the man came to the door. Seemed like he came to the door, and he said to Nick, "F you." What the? And Nick Shirley is a white man, and I cannot tell you the last time I see a white man with that type of courage. White people don't normally stand up like that. Nick Shirley must be the most hated white man on the planet at this point, other than Donald Trump, the great white hope. He must, at least by the Somalians this year. And now they're going to have to train the other Somalians. When y'all go to United States, don't talk to Nick Shirley. Look out for him. Put his picture on the wall so that you can recognize him as soon as he comes to your door. Amazing, huh? Hake is telling me, like the demons in people who recognize Jesus or Paul or Peter. They were like, look out for Nick Shirley. I bet you, maybe, over in Somalia, you probably find Nick picture everywhere. This is the guy to be aware of. When you go to the United States and open your daycare center, and one other quick story, and this is interesting to me. It really is. And I want to know, what do y'all think about this? This is from today. A jury in New Mexico has found Meta liable for compromising the safety of children on its platform, and ordered the Instagram and Facebook owner to pay $375 million in damage. Watch this from today.
This morning, a massive verdict against tech giant Meta. Jurors in New Mexico ordering the owner of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp to pay $375 million in damages for failing to warn users about the dangers of its platforms. In a civil case brought by the state's attorney general, the 6-week trial revealing internal company documents, as well as deposition testimony from Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg himself.
So we need to constantly be vigilant and improve our systems in order to be able to identify the bad actors and bad content on our systems.
An effort some jurors speaking to our team outside the courthouse say they took into consideration.
Meta proved to us that they really do care about kids and work hard.
Other jurors appearing unpersuaded.
They're not out to do evil in that way. I don't think they're doing it on purpose, but they are aware of what's going on and they know the extent of it and they really do need to fix it.
What exactly it takes to fix it, now up to the court. The company vowing to appeal the jury's verdict, saying in a statement, "We remain confident in our record of protecting teens online."
Amazing. I don't understand that. I really don't. The mother, who filed a personal lawsuit against Meta that remains pending in federal court, celebrate the major legal milestone that is expected to favor in her case. This is NBC Connecticut.
We deserve this win. the whole, all of us who have lost our children deserve this win.
Tammy Rodriguez jumped for joy after a jury found Meta and YouTube liable in a social media addiction case. The verdict found the social media companies negligent in the design and operation of their platforms, to the point where it was a substantial factor in causing harm to the plaintiff. This is the first of many cases brought by families accusing social media companies of harming their children. Rodriguez is suing after her 11-year-old daughter, Selena, took her life in the summer of 2021. She pointed to Selena's struggles with bullying and a change in her behavior.
She was doing things she never would have done in the past, very risky things.
In a statement, Meta called teen mental health complex and shouldn't be linked to a single app, saying in part, "We will continue to defend ourselves vigorously as every case is different, and we remain confident in our record of protecting teens online."
Amazing. So what I don't understand about this, and I'm black and slow, so I don't know, understand this case, this type of lawsuits, because I thought, and I could be wrong, that it's the parents who go to the stores and buy these phones and computers and hook them up to the online thing, and it's the parents that give them to the children. And then the children look at them, and I don't know how you can blame somebody else for it. You're the one that, and again, I don't understand this, so I'm not for it or against it because I don't know, I don't understand it. But I don't know how, isn't it parents who are the ones that buy these things for the children as soon as they pop out of the womb so that they don't have to be paying attention to the children? It isn't the parents and the children who goes online and watch this stuff. And everything, if you're not aware, you can be traumatized by anything. You're already traumatized by anger from your mothers, all people, resentment. So I don't know how they can blame, hey, come and explain this to me. I don't know how they can blame I don't know how you can blame the YouTube people for this. Really. This is one situation I don't know how you blame. And I don't care what's on the computer, on the YouTube or Meta. So Hake is here, and Hake is white and an expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson show. So am I wrong? Am I wrong? For trying to be all that I can be. Whoa, 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 whoa. Am I wrong? But Hake, is it, I mean, don't the parents have to go buy the computer or the phone? Then they have to purchase the online websites and all that. And then they have to give the phone to the children and allow it and let the children look at whatever they want. Is that the way it works?
Yes. Usually the children don't have make money that they can buy their own stuff and internet service and all that stuff. Correct.
And so how come Meta and YouTube and those companies, how are they responsible for that?
They're not responsible for that.
So why are they winning? Why are they losing these cases then?
They've fooled half the country are women, and they've fooled these gals, intellectual women and intellectual males who fall for this type of thinking, that the social media companies hire like psychologists and psychiatrists or something like that to be like evil geniuses to make it so that you want to scroll and see what's next, what's next, what's next. So you get addicted, so to speak, even though there's no chemical that this thing is giving you that addicts you. It's using your own chemicals of pleasure or an excitement or whatever that's going on in your mind and body to keep you looking at this stuff, because they're saying that they're getting addicted, and some of the stuff that they're addicted to is bad messages that teach girls to have body dysmorphia and think that they're not worth as much because they're not fit like everybody on the internet.
But so if that's the case,
and also there's bullying and stuff.
But you get addicted at the dinner table.
Indeed.
You can get addicted at the dinner table, overeating and stuff. Or when I did radio, we reported on girls who would go to school. They would see these thin, beautiful white girls at school. And then in their mind, they start to think they're not thin and beautiful like that. So they go home and they look in the mirror and they see a fat person.
Even though they're skinny. Right.
They see a fat person. So should they sue the mirror or the people at the school that they saw that were thin?
Well, you'll notice that there is some resentment toward beautiful people sometimes.
But isn't that, what do you call that, traumatizing?
Yes, and there is sometimes lawsuits, I would imagine, against, or at least allegations against food companies, such as people who use MSG in their food, because I think MSG is supposed to be addictive or something, or sugar. But they're trying to go after these food companies, too.
And so they are blaming everybody for somebody else's trauma.
Mm-hmm. No responsibility for the parents, especially mothers and young ladies.
Derek is telling me the state successfully or argued that MATA failed to protect children from sexual exploitation and designed its platform to be addictive despite internet warnings.
Internal warnings.
Oh, internal warning from, that's from
people in the company.
NBC. But still, you can't blame them for that because you still go out and buy the phone and buy the service. They don't make you do that, do they?
No, they do not.
I don't know how this works.
I have one little, well, actually thing, though, for you.
Okay.
Back in the day, we used to have, there used to be pay phones everywhere.
Right.
And they got rid of pay phones because everybody has cell phones.
Right.
So kids can't use pay phones because there are no pay phones to call their parents. So they have to, quote unquote, have cell phones.
But they don't.
But nobody uses their cell phone to call anybody anymore. They just use it for the internet.
Yeah.
And for messaging.
How come all of a sudden every child got to have a phone to go to school with? We grew up without phones.
Right.
And we didn't have to be calling home every moment and every hour and mama looking and all that mess.
Well, worrywart mama is going to be like, what if there's a mass shooting? We need you to call us or text us that you're okay.
Everybody is a victim except baby Jessica's daddy. They're blaming everybody for other people's weakness.
Yep.
And so, again, I don't know this case because I'm not in the court and I didn't read up on it. I don't know if it's fair or not. But I'm just wondering, how are they going to blame when the parents, the one that go out and buy the phone and buy the service, how are you blamed for what you let your children look at?
There's this 20-year-old woman that I read about. It may be the same case, I'm not sure, who was awarded $3 million in punitive damages and $3 million in compensatory damages.
Money, money, money.
That's crazy.
Money.
All because she was irresponsible.
It's world gone crazy. And now everybody going to sue, if this stands, everybody going to sue these companies because everybody got a phone.
And if you're a teen, would you consider yourself grown and responsible enough to go to work and have get a little bit of self-control?
What?
If you're a teen, wouldn't you consider yourself grown enough to be a little bit responsible for your own problems?
If you're a teenager?
Yeah.
Yeah, because your parents make you know that you're responsible for your own self.
Yeah.
Especially at that age.
But they're acting like teens are helpless.
We have a weak society today.
Yeah.
It's the same way as those people who think that somebody is a saint just because somebody said that they're a saint.
Indeed. Same thing.
But it's the parents who go out and buy the phones. And even if they do have pornography and stuff on it. The parents still the ones that go and buy the phone and buy the internet service. I'm just saying, I just don't understand how this worked that way. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but it doesn't make sense to me. And I know that I'm black and slow, so maybe that's why it doesn't make sense to me.
I think it's more than just that. I think it's called old wisdom. Forgotten.
Yeah, man. It's like parents don't even know how to raise children. They need an expert to tell them how to raise their own child or children. My parents didn't have no expert. They had no expert. They had no psychiatrist, psychologist, and they did an amazing job.
Yeah, I always heard that, you know, a lot of times parents don't know what they're doing. Or right. Whatever in life, you're better off not knowing what you're doing and just do whatever seems
the parent, makes sense. The parents know better than the psychiatrists do, or the psychologists, or the whatever. What a mess! Let me go to Jerry out of Virginia. Let's see here. Jerry, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, man. I got a question for you.
Okay.
How do you know if you got perfect peace?
When you have no conflict, when you have no worry, when you have no anger, when you have no resentment, when you have no past or no future, when you do not judge yourself or anyone.
And that would be the definition too, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to know.
All right, buddy. You have perfect
Thank
peace,
you.
Jerry?
I still don't know.
You wouldn't know if you have it or not.
Well, I don't know. I haven't got a reference to.
Do you have conflict?
Shoot off of.
Do you have conflict within?
I'm sure. Yes, I do.
And why do you have conflict within?
Because there's good and evil in the world.
But why do you have it within you, though?
Because there's good and evil around me.
Do you want perfect peace?
I don't know. I look for the Bible.
You look for the Bible? You don't know if you want perfect peace?
Well, the way Jesus would bring it, yeah.
So do you want perfect peace?
When it's time, I guess.
Do you want perfect peace?
Do I want perfect peace? I don't know. I have to find that in the scripture.
You got to find out in the scripture if you want perfect peace or not.
I got to find perfect peace in the scriptures first.
I didn't,
to see
ask
if I
you,
want it or not.
I didn't ask you where you have to find it. I asked, do you want it?
Well, I got to find out if I want the right thing or not whenever I get into the word.
So you got to find out in the Bible if you want perfect peace or not. You don't know that unless you read the Bible if you want perfect peace.
That's right.
Really? Read Isaiah 26:3. All right, read Isaiah 26:3, all right? Thank you. All right, buddy. He doesn't even know if he wanted it or not. What the? I got to read the Bible to find out if I want perfect peace or not. I got to take a break. Hate news is coming, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. Two more hours
Punchy's
to go.
Punchy's coffee. I have my own coffee now.
Punchy coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality, specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, /stores and get Punchy's coffee.
All kinds of mess going on in this here old world. A jury found Instagram and YouTube, as you heard earlier this hour, liable in a landmark social media addiction trial. What a mess. CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, calling it a big tobacco moment. But I got this headline from Ground News. This 20-year-old victim woman got $3 million or $6 million, something like that. On Wednesday, a Los Angeles jury found Meta, which is Instagram and Facebook, but nobody used Facebook, shout out, and Google-owned YouTube negligent in designing addictive platforms, awarding plaintiff Kaylee GM, that's the 21-year-old gal, $3 million in compensatory damages, and I think another $3 million, so $6 million total, in punitive damages, but they didn't mention that, 70% to Meta, 30% to YouTube, finding the companies acted with malice, so claimed this jury in L.A., liberal L.A. The bellwether trial began January in the L.A. Superior Court, examined claims that features like infinite scroll or autoplay were intentionally designed to hook young users, which Kaylee GM alleged fueled her anxiety and depression. Internal documents revealed Meta researchers found 11-year-olds were four times more likely to return to Instagram than to competing apps, though defendants argued that Kaylee's struggles stemmed from a turbulent childhood, blaming the parents, right, rather than their platforms. A separate proceeding will determine punitive damages after the jury found the companies acted with egregious conduct. This follows a Tuesday decision ordering Meta to pay $375 million in a similar New Mexico so-called child safety case. And I think that's the one that we heard about here on the Jason Lee Peterson Show. So-called experts compare this big tobacco moment to 1990s tobacco litigation, as the verdict could influence thousands of pending lawsuits from school districts to families. Signaling that tech firms may increasingly face liability for platform design. So they're going to have to make it inferior, not as good. What a mess. Terrible. That's my interpretation. What a mess, though. Anyway, this is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Thursday, Bible Thumper Thursday, the 26th of March, AD 2026. The lines are full. No lines open. So if you call in, you'll get a busy signal. But I encourage you, call in anyway, just in case a line opens up. If you get a busy signal, you're not getting through. That's all that's happening. It goes, I imagine. That's what busy signals usually do. Some of you guys aren't familiar with busy signals because you're not boomers like us. But that's what a busy signal is. Anyway, crazy. Shout out. JLP will be right back to your calls, and we'll get to Super Chats. We do see them. We appreciate them. And more great stories. It is hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports. Do I want to read Commie Nonsense? Let me read a little bit of headlines from Ground News. Iran drafts a law to formalize tolls on the Strait of Hormuz. Interesting, huh? So they're going to charge people. You know, like you have a toll booth over it. You have toll roads over back east. We don't have them here. We do have them, sort of. Anyway, Trump says that Iranian negotiators, they better get serious soon before it's too late. Interesting. Iran has rejected U.S.'s 15-point ceasefire plan, and they've issued their own, like, five demands or something like that, including no more assassinating us, which is kind of understandable, right? As strikes land across the Middle East. They're striking the Middle East. Terrible, huh? Iran is building up defenses of Kharg Island, K-H-A-R-G Island, where there may be a ground invasion. At least there's talk of a ground invasion in the mainstream media to protect against a potential U.S. ground attack, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. Trump has told aides, according to aides as in helpers, not aides as in the disease, He told aides that he wants a speedy end to the war, according to the rhino outlet Wall Street Journal. I like them, but they're rhinos for the most part. In 4 to 6 weeks, I'm James Hayden, JLP. Out to it.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-3888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a juicy, for those men and women who want to know themselves, it's for you. It's not for those who love their jealousy and want to be evil and have no love. It's not for you. It's not for you if you love attacking yourself and other people. It's for those men and women who want to be free. A reminder to know yourself. Why are women assumed innocent and men assumed guilty? Why are women assumed innocent and men assumed guilty? Why? I want to know. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you got to go work out or you got to go wherever you got to go, and you're like, oh, I want to hear the show. As it is happening, podcast and listen to it on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready? I don't feel your faith. Are you ready?
I don't feel your faith. Bible Thumper Thursday, a spiritual battle and a mess going on. What's going on? Tell me what's going on. It's a mess. Let me go to Mike, a first-time call out of Texas. Mike, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Hey. I really enjoy your show and all your videos.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
You know, here's what I'm coming to. I think I've accepted the fact that human beings are incapable of getting along and accepting responsibility for their actions. See, we live in a society that doesn't make you accept responsibility for your actions, because, you know, just to show you real quick, okay, how's it work? I work for a railroad. I drive the train, okay? This guy hit the train when it was going over the crossing, and the company got sued and everything. I got called in to testify, to be cross-examined. And it was very simple. The side for the plaintiff, he said that if they wouldn't have built that railroad line back in the 1870s, his client would have never hit it.
What the?
And that's how ridiculous humanity has gotten. Look at this mess out in the Middle East. Israel got these people have been fighting for what, 10 million years? They can't quit fighting because, unfortunately, it's become a military-industrial complex, so it's a money-making situation.
Yeah.
But the fact remains, you know, I don't see how humans can get along, because if people follow the Bible, the Bible's, to the best of my knowledge, okay, the Bible's rules and regulations for how a person should conduct themselves in decency. And I look at these videos of all these crazy people running around with spiders on their heads and robbing and this and that. And you should see them. They rob the trains when the train's moving. Okay, you see that in Los Angeles?
Yeah, we used to report on that when I did radio. Mike, did the guy that sued, did he win?
No, he didn't win. They settled out. But you know what's the most interesting thing about it is that when I was up there, and then their attorney for the plaintiff's side asked me, he said, "Do you feel any guilt or responsibility for what happened?" And I said, "No." I go, "The question really is, does your client feel any guilt or responsibility for being irresponsible enough to the point that he's so entitled that we're going to go ahead and rip up an infrastructure that's been here for 150 years to satisfy one irresponsible person?"
Yeah. The reason it's like that is because in human nature, and there is no love, it's only hate. The nature, the nature of human beings is evil. And they cannot help themselves because they are of their father, evil, the devil. And so that's why God said we all must be born again of the Father, because in that old nature, there is no love. It's only hate. And so we, as long as you're living in that nature, you can't help but be wrong about everything. There is no right in you. And so, at least in the good old days, Mike, the older people knew that. And so when we were growing up, they would at least make us be responsible and not blame somebody else for your issue. But nowadays, they don't even want you to take responsibility for anything that you do. It's always somebody else's fault. And that's not love. That's hate.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, one day I'd like to hear you talk about why do people insist on being hateful and over-emotional, and they won't follow the rules of the Bible? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It seems like people enjoy being a hypocrite because
they love
it.
That's why they don't change, Mike. They love being miserable. It's a thrill to most people to be miserable. They don't want to be happy.
It really seems that way. And then when you do see some happiness coming, you always got the unhappy naysayers that want to come out there and destroy your happiness.
That's evil. Absolutely. Mike, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Hey, Mike?
Yes. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to a first-time call out of Canada. Jimmy, Oh, Jimmy Mac, when are you coming back? Jimmy, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Jimmy.
Hi, I've been listening for a while now, and I always hear you say, like, we love our hell, right? We love the misery.
Yes.
Hello? And I never understood what you mean by that, but yesterday I read this book, and I'm not going to say the name of the book, but in the book, this guy is like a psychologist, and he tells people to like tell the truth. It's like to attack the ego, right, and being vulnerable. And he have this exercise where he says to tell the wife or your significant other everything about you, your weakness, your strength, what you want, what you don't want. And I felt like tremendous fear when I hear that. And
Jimmy, you should never do that.
And
Do not do that, Jimmy.
I know, but listen, I was hoping you said that not because I wanted like an escape, because like I don't think my ego will allow that, not only to a female, but also to like a friend or
right.
And my ego will never allow that. And do you think the guy had a point there? Because
no,
being vulnerable.
No,
really.
He's right. Based on what you just said and the way you said it, this man, that you should never tell anyone that stuff, because human beings are evil and they are angry and they are resentful and judgmental, and they will turn on you. And especially your wife or your girlfriend, the moment you don't worship her, the moment she can't control you, she's going to destroy you with all that. Do not do that, Jimmy.
Listen,
that person's wrong.
That's the point, like caring about other people's opinion. But he also talks about doing the same thing to the mother, or going back to mother and telling everything that you resent.
Back and forgive mama. You don't have to say everything.
Yeah.
You realize that you're wrong for resenting your mother. She did screw you up by turning you away from your father, but forgive her, and you don't have to say everything what she's done. You realize you're wrong for resenting her because she can't help herself. Forgive her, and you'll be forgiven by God, and you'll be fine.
But that's the thing. I did that. Like I said, I've been listening to you a long time, and I did do that. But reading that book yesterday, I have to admit, I didn't go all the way. I didn't tell her. There were some things I couldn't tell her, you know, what she did. Or even when I talked to my father, like, I couldn't tell him what happened in my childhood, you know.
And you didn't need to.
Really?
Right.
Jess, do you really mean that? Or because honestly, in my head, I'm like,
Jimmy,
I was hoping you say that. But
Jimmy.
Yeah?
You didn't need to. The problem, I mean, you don't go and forgive and bring up all this stuff that happened. You go and forgive because you realize that you are wrong for judging them now. They can help themselves, and you realize you are wrong for judging, for being angry and being resentful, and then God will forgive you. It's not going to do you any good to bring up everything that happened. That doesn't even make sense. Because the problem is not what happened to you. The problem is you're judging what happened to you. And that's why you can't find peace.
Okay. I was kind of hoping you say that, but not because that's, I feel like your way is more the easy way. You know, that's why I was hoping you say that. Because I was thinking about it yesterday, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe Jesse, right, you know, I don't want to go. I'm not ready to overcome the ego, because I don't feel like I have the courage right now.
You don't need the courage. Come as you are, weak, afraid, lonely, unsure. Come as you are. God doesn't need you to be anything but to admit you're wrong. for playing God by judging yourself and others. And are you doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, I do the silent prayer 2 times. I had a realization yesterday that I wanted my mother to see me in a certain way, and now I'm projecting that into other females. I rather them looking at me in a certain way than being real with them. And I saw that yesterday, but I don't know what to do with that.
Nothing, nothing. You don't want anyone to see you in any kind of way. You want to overcome. Don't care about how your mother see you or anyone. Don't have any concern or any thoughts about how somebody see you. That's another thought and another setup, and you're setting yourself up for a train wreck. For a car wreck. Because now you got the thought, oh, I want my mother to see me in a certain way. You got that first thought. And then the second thought is, oh, I got to present myself like this or that, and I got to do this. And all you're doing is causing a wreck in your life. Stop believing thoughts. All thoughts are all lies. Never go to the second thought. Catch that first thought and don't go beyond that.
This is not a thought. It was something I saw in the silent prayer yesterday. But the silent prayer is not...
As long as you saw that, I want to present myself a certain way to my mother, and you can see that's wrong, then you're fine. Don't do that.
But the thought I had yesterday is like, okay, maybe I'm not ready to overcome the ego, and I have to accept this. I rather live like this than expose myself and tell everybody like how I feel. Like,
and do you believe those thoughts?
No, I think that's the thoughts. But after I read the book, because I felt tremendous fear, like how can I go to people and tell them all my weakness? The fear was crazy.
That's because that's insane. I got to run.
Don't you see the point?
Yeah, I do see the point. You read that, and then the thought told you, yes, you should do it, and now you feel fear. But that's just a lie. That's a setup, and you will end up destroying yourself because the people that you tell that to, they're going to, I promise you, they have no love, and they will hurt you.
I know.
They'll try to destroy you.
But the point was like not caring about the opinion of the others because they also are wearing a mask, right?
Yes. So Every human being has a showcase personality. They're wearing a mask except those men and women who are starting to overcome.
So the point of the book was because everybody's wearing a mask, you being really have more power, like, right?
What?
Because everybody's wearing a mask and everybody's being fake, you telling everybody how you really feel and who you really are, you can be more of, you can be free more.
Free to get worse?
Free to get what?
You could be free to become worse?
No, free from the ego.
You're not going to be free from the ego. You become more of the ego. That's a false solution, Jimmy. That's not the solution. Do what you want, but that's not the solution, buddy.
Okay, can you give me an advice?
Don't do it.
I asked my father yesterday, but he doesn't understand these things. Can you give me an advice? Because I don't have the courage to be like that, and you're saying I don't need to do nothing, but what can I do?
Nothing.
Only the silent prayer?
Do the silent prayer. Practice knowing where you are and what you're doing at all times. Keep the mind where your body is. Be aware of where you are at all times. You'll be fine.
Okay, thank you.
Because those things that you just read in the book and you told me, those are false solutions, and they're just setting you up to be destroyed.
But because I have tremendous fear of speaking up and saying what I really feel, and I thought that the book has some things
No.
To help me with.
No.
So how I overcome this?
Stay present.
Speaking up. How can I speak up? Because I try to, in the conflict situation, I freeze up, right?
Well, when it's time to speak up for yourself, no matter how you feel, speak up anyway. But just don't hate. Don't be angry.
But that's the thing. I don't have the courage to do that. It's like, I just freeze up. Like,
But I know, Jimmy, but it's just an illusion. The fear is preventing you from speaking up because the fear is evil and it doesn't want you to be free. You speak up anyway, but you'll see that it was just an illusion. You'll be fine.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Let me know how it goes.
All
right. Bye. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jack. This is the house that Jack built, y'all. A first-time call out of South Carolina. Jack, you are on the air.
How's it going, Jesse?
All is well, Jack.
Man, that's what's up. Well, the reason I was calling, I just want to say I really love your show. I didn't start watching it until, I'd say, 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And so I wanted to call you because I wanted to tell you about, like, a life experience that I had when I was younger. My parents were married at one point. And I remember growing up, I was a mama's boy because my dad was just scary and strict. And then one day, they were going to get divorced. And for some reason, something inside me told me, you better get close to your dad immediately. Like, you need to get away from your mom. You need to, like, just go with your dad. And my mom hated that.
Yeah.
And so now my mom, the person that I looked up to the most, gave me the most, you know, BS. Because I wanted to be with my dad. And so I did everything, man. I would run away. I'd go try to see him. And I went through that for like a couple of years. And then last year, my dad died. But before he died, when I started watching your show, before he passed away, I was just like, hey, I know you're probably not sorry about anything, but I just want to let you know that I forgive you for not being able to protect me from my mom's. And I forgave my mom. But when I told my mom I forgave her, man, she's like, I don't got nothing to be sorry about. Like, I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't keep you from your dad. Like, everything I brought up, she's like, I don't recall any of that happening, this and that. But I get it. I think what happened was my mom went through the same experience that I went through when she was younger because she didn't have her dad.
Yeah.
In her life, and so I think her mom implemented her hate upon her, and it did the same thing to me. But it didn't work, because I would try to be with my dad all the time. And so for a while, like, my mom resented me. I mean, and now I'm kind of going through some issues, because now I have a daughter. I don't see her anymore. And the reason I don't see her anymore is because the mother of my child, she's really vindictive. And I'm not trying to, like, throw her under the bus and say things that ain't true, but, like, I already went to jail, like, 3 times for her.
Whoa.
For something. Yeah, for something I didn't even do. But thankfully, by the grace of God, you know, my cases were dismissed. Like, they, you know. But when I got caught up again this time, because I got arrested again this year. But when I beat the case this year, I was like, you know what? I need to leave the state that I'm originally from, because I'm from Texas. I'm from Corpus Christi, Texas. When I got out of jail, immediately I came over here to South Carolina so I can, like, take care of my daughter, but from, like, a distance. It sucks, man. I miss my kid every day. You know what I mean?
I understand. How old is your daughter?
She's 3.
Oh, okay. And did you have a question or anything?
I don't know, man. I want to get your, maybe not. I just want to see, like, what's your take on it? I mean,
here's what I recommend. I recommend, do what you want, but I recommend. Number one, the lady that you made the baby with, it's the same, that's your mother.
Yes, absolutely. You're right. You're absolutely right. My bad. Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. Oh my God! But it's true. It's true, man. You're absolutely right.
Every man on the planet get with their mother. It's the same spirit, because you become attracted to what you hate. And you're never going to get over that until you forgive your mother. It's all that you have. And
yes.
And now you should only look for what is right. Seek first the kingdom of God. Love the truth with all your heart, soul, and might. And love your enemy. Love your neighbor as yourself. And so with this woman, I highly recommend you never go around her again. You never go around her by yourself. You be done with her because she's, based on what you've said, she will destroy you.
If
your mother, she would do worse to you than what your mother done to your father. It's the same spirit. And evil only get worse generation after generation if you don't overcome. So stay away from her. Don't go near her unless you have the police with you.
Yeah. No, you're right.
And then
absolutely.
Don't send her any. You paying child support?
Yeah. They garnish it from my checks. But, like, when I get paid, sometimes, like, I'll throw in a little bit more, like, on the child support app, because there's an app to, like, pay child support.
Why do you do that? Why do you throw in more?
The reason. Wait. Why do I do what?
So you have this amount that the court said you have to give, right?
Yeah.
And so why do you give more than what you have to give?
Because the reason why is just I just feel like I just do everything for my daughter. I do it all for my daughter.
Jack, do what you want again, but I highly recommend that you don't do that. You only give what you have to pay according to the court, and don't give an extra dime at all, because you're feeding that woman ego, and she's using your money for her personal gain, and she is not doing what you think she's doing with the money. Do not do that.
You're probably right. Yeah, no, you absolutely, you're probably right about that.
If you can't see your own child, why are you giving her money anyway? It's wrong that the court makes you give money, but don't give her extra money. You can't even see your child.
I know.
I know why you're giving extra money, but I want to ask, why are you giving extra money?
Extra money, honestly, it's a matter of fear. Look, the reason why, I'm going to give you straight answers. I don't want to, like, get off topic, but I have, like, a back child support pay. Like, the only reason I'm on child support is because, like, I needed to get a paternity test and, you know, this and that, the third. But I pay more just because I just want to make that back child support pay, like, gone. Like, that way I can only just pay what I need to pay. Because once that debt is settled and it's, like, not over, like, once it's, like, at a certain rate, like, yeah, I'm not going to pay extra. I'm only paying extra just to get the back child support off my back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and so does the court know you're paying extra to pay that bill off or something?
Well, they better. It's assigned to the state of Texas. Like, it's a state of Texas app. Like, I got a court order to me to pay. And I don't want to miss a payment because, like, my dad went through all that. When he missed payments, my mom would, like, he didn't pay, give him a bench warrant, and my dad would have warrants for his arrest. You know what I mean? I'm just not trying to go back to jail. I can't do anything for my daughter when I'm locked up, but I can do something while I'm out here, and it sucks that I can't see her, but, like,
and so why did you say you were giving extra money for your daughter? Why did you say that? Why did you say that?
You know, I don't know. I just threw it out there.
But why?
I just threw it out there. I can't even say why, Jesse. I don't know why I said that. You know, you're right. I don't know why I said that. I'm just being honest. You know?
What you're really doing is you're paying down a debt, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's fine as long as you're paying down a debt. But once you pay that debt down, do not give that woman one extra dime at all.
Yeah, for sure. But honestly, on the long run, I mean, she's kind of like screwing herself over. What I mean by that is I haven't talked to her since I came to South Carolina. I have not spoken one word, not even a text, nothing.
Right thing.
But from what I hear back in Texas, she's like harassing my friends, my
hold
family.
On.
Like,
hold
where,
on, Jack.
Where's Jack?
Jack, can you hold?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hold on. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The white guy with the good hair, he white. Hake, James Hake, from 9 to 11. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1. The Mexican with the good hair, the American Anchor Baby from 9 to 1. And don't forget, we need support, and we got to update all the computers and all that stuff. So go and make a donation to it. Whatever you like to give, I'll let you know when we get it. Make a donation by calling. You can mail it in, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Give something. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. You can make your check of money all out to Bond, B-O-N-D. Or you can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Or you can go to JesseLeePeterson.show, JesseLeePeterson.show. Or you can scan the QR code to support Bond. It is a tax deductible. Scan the QR code. I appreciate it.
.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show.
What did I say?
You said JesseLeePeterson. Show. It's .com/show.
Oh, JesseLeePeterson.com. /show. I said JesseLeePeterson.show, right? Well, whatever. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. He black. What the? And thank you in advance. And don't forget to like the videos. Hey, Jack.
Sir.
So how old are you, Jack?
Now I'm 26. I'll be 27 in July.
And how old are you now?
26.
Oh, okay. And so you said that this girl, your baby mama, is asking about you or something?
Oh, well, so what I was saying was, I think we were talking about why do I pay extra, this and that.
Yeah, but you said that she cutting off her own, though, and that she's at, now you left, she's asking your friends about you or something?
Oh, no, not asking my friends. She's, like, going on my friends' doors, like, banging on the doors. Where the F is Jack at, this and that. You know, going and harassing my family. And so now, from what I hear from my mother, she has a warrant for her arrest. And, yeah, she's out in the... Yeah.
Maybe she go to jail, you can end up with the baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. Yes, sir.
And but let her harass us all. Have the, tell those people they don't want it. They can call the police on it. But don't you contact her. No matter what she does, do not contact, because she just wants you to be around to harass you and control you. She has that thrill is driving her crazy that you're not around where she can harass you and have you arrested.
That's right. Yes, sir. Man, I've been through a lot of stuff with that shit, man. Like, man, you don't even know the half of it.
Why did you put up with so much for so long?
So, do you mind if I go a little back? Because, like, to understand this, like, I kind of have to go just a little back.
All right.
So, when I was 19 years old, I was working at a Pizza Hut, and I was living with my mom and my stepdad. And it's at this point of my life where, like, the tension between my mom is still getting real, this and that. I had moved back in with them because I was trying to graduate high school, and I did. But, like, this time of year, I just knew, like, something wasn't going right. And so when I'm working at Pizza Hut, I meet this guy. His name is Mike. And me and Mike, we hit it off real good. We're best friends. And I thought it was cool that he was older than me. And I was like 19. He was like 32 at the time. So he like took me under his wing. And we did all kinds of crazy stuff. I ended up moving in with him. And we were just up to no good, me and him. I'm not going to pretend like I was all... you know, a good guy back then. I was terrible back then. Yeah. I was the worst person you probably could have met. Like, for real. And so one day, Mike is like, hey, we're going to go visit my cousin. I haven't seen her in like 5 years. And so I meet this girl, his cousin, and I didn't know, but that cousin of his will be my baby mama. It just like, it worked out all good. We were friends at first. We were good friends at first. I'm not going to like, you know, like it started off like friendship. It didn't like go into like anything serious until like way later. But when it did get serious, oh my God, that's when I put up with it. I just kept putting up with it. And I thought I put up with it longer because we had a kid on the way. I thought I was doing the right thing, but it just wasn't going to work, you know?
Right.
Oh, and keep in mind, like my baby mama is like 12 years older than me.
Yeah, I was going to ask her, is she younger or older than you?
Older than me.
Wow. 12 years older. That's your mama, man. older than you.
Hey, man. Hey, what can I say, man? I don't know what to say. Back then, I was just thrown off, you know. I played myself.
Yeah.
You know, I kept putting up with it longer, and it is what it is. But
so, let me tell you this. Don't hate her. She can't help herself.
No, I don't.
But don't have anything to do with her. Based on what you said, she's evil. And second, you shouldn't be with an older woman anyway. So don't judge yourself. At the time, you didn't see what you were doing either. So don't resist. Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes. Yeah, yes.
Oh, yeah, you told her, right?
Yes, sir.
Right, she did not. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I have not.
And why not?
I want to say I'm busy all the time, but, like, really, there's, like, you know, there's no excuse. I just haven't been doing it.
That's just the truth. How will you get help from God? How will he help you if you don't be still and let him do it for you?
I mean, I get what you're saying.
And what's the answer?
I mean, I believe in God, and I believe he works things out.
But if
I know
you believe in him, why don't you be still
and let him take over? I do pray. It's just I haven't done the silent prayer, like the one you're talking about.
But the
prayer
you're doing is not working.
Yeah, you're probably right. No, you're sure you're right.
I know I'm right. You have to be still. You don't know what to pray for. You don't even know what you want. We don't know what to pray for, Jack. We don't know what we want. We be still, and we have the spirit of truth in us, and he will pray for you, and all will be well.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend you start doing that and stay away from these people, your mother and all these people, and just work on your life.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Absolutely.
And don't be telling your mother where you are and all your business or anything, because she would turn on you as well.
She kind of already knows where I'm at. She sent me over here, but like, I don't really, you know, I know I've forgiven her and stuff, but like, I don't really talk to her out of my own. I don't go out of my way to like talk to her other than like see how my little brothers are doing. You know what I mean? And if she's like, sometimes she'd be a little crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know, when she's like that, I just hang up.
You can't trust her.
Mm-mm. No, I know. I know.
So I highly recommend you do the side of prayer. Another thing that I recommend, but do what you want, all right?
Yes, sir.
You got to let your daughter go.
I mean, I feel like I kind of done that. But, you know, I know that one day my day is going to come where, like, I may see her. But the only thing, like, that's only on my mind right now, since I cannot see her, and, like, I'm just trying to do my legal obligations, you know? And it sucks that I have to do that. But it's just one of my things. I just...
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, your phone dropped.
I don't know what happened. I was weird. You told me to let my daughter go. I was saying that I feel like I've done that already.
Yeah.
Because
you gotta don't cut the baby in half. You gotta only, I recommend you only love the truth first and foremost, along with nobody else or nothing else. Because if you love your daughter more than you love the truth, you're going to suffer for it, because you made her your God, and that woman and anyone would be able to use your daughter to take from you. But if you only love the truth more than anything else and your neighbor as yourself, you're going to be fine. So you got to let your daughter go and see what's right, and the truth will bring her back to you if it's meant to be.
I never thought it'd be like that. That's crazy. I like that.
You cannot. The rule is, the number one rule is, you can only love the truth, God, more than anything. But anything that you put before that, it become your God. And you should have no other God.
Yeah.
So you got to.
The truth for most.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You got to let her go and just pay whatever you need to pay to get the debt paid out. Don't call this woman. Have nothing to do with her. Don't send messages. And don't even receive messages from her. And just
I would, Jesse, but every time I change my number, I don't know how, man. She contacts me from a different number, and she finds my new number. What a mess.
But can't you tell when she's calling you?
Oh, yeah, I can, but I just don't pick it up.
Yeah, don't answer.
Yeah.
All right. And so I got to run, but here, you got to, if you want to be free of all this mess, you got to put the truth first.
Yes, sir.
And then don't judge yourself about what has happened, because you can see at the time what was going on. You were blind, too. And now that you're forgiven, and again, don't resent anybody, your enemies, your friends or whatever. This girl, don't resent them, because they're lost. They cannot see. But don't put yourself in the way of them so that they can hurt you.
For sure. Hey, Jesse, before you go, can I ask you something?
Yes.
Real quick, on the microphone, can you say, what the?
Amazing. What the?
Yes. All right. Thank you, Jesse. You have a good day.
You too. Start working on your spiritual self, your spiritual life.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me know how it goes.
All right. Yes, sir.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. 888-77. What the? What a mess.
What the?
888-77, Jesse. Super, super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat. Jack B with American flag emojis on Cash App.
Thank you, Jack B. I appreciate that.
Kevin S. on Cash App for tithe.
Thank you, Kevin S. Thank you.
At this point, just call me Mike. Jesse, I will speak for everybody by asking you to put...
Ask!
Derek back on Punchy TV or give him his own show, please. Bambi eyes begging emoji. We need some more coonin' in here.
He black. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Elise, five coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Thanks for the help, Jesse. I realized one thing last night. When you say we are our world, I see absolutely no lie in that. Everything that happens in my life is all my fault, nobody else.
Yeah. And if I pray, fail to pray, and my soul get lost, is nobody fault but mine. You have no idea. This, and I'm black and slow, and for the truth to allow me to see this, you can see it too. You have no idea how much you are to blame for your own situation. No one else is, except the spirit of the lie that you think is you, and you're listening to it. You are responsible for you and only you. Really. It's crazy that it's like that, but it's so true. And you are your own world. As a matter of fact, you are the universe. You're the own world, and it's all inside of you, and you can't make yourself see this. It will be revealed to you. It'll just be made clear. All of a sudden, one thing becomes clearer, then another thing becomes clear. I'm like, what? Nah. And then you want more, and then it becomes clear, and then more becomes clear, and you're like, where have I been all my life? I'm telling you, I didn't know this, folks, until I started to look within. The kingdom of heaven is in you. And as long as you play a victim and blame others, you're never going to find it. You never, ever, ever going to find it. And as long as you're looking for it on the outside in a book or some taking on these false identity, you're never going to find it. It's unfortunate for the people is that most people would never know that there's another way of living, a real way, a reality way. Most people would never know it. They would never know that you can have perfect peace right here on earth. They would never know that you have a teacher within. And if a true teacher was helping you, they would be pointing you back to what's in you and not trying to teach you stuff. And then you shall know the truth, because the truth will testify to itself. But in your head, with all this knowledge and intellectual stuff, the devil is testifying about what it pretends to be the truth, and you think it's from God. How can somebody believe that another person is a saint? That doesn't even make sense. It looks like you have to be how pot forever to believe that. Just because somebody said, well, St. Nicholas said this is St. somebody, St. Pope. And they're like, oh, yeah, the Pope, the saint said it. Anyway, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing.
Right on, Ellie. Right on, say. Gregatron really liked Bill Lockwood yesterday. Jesse, we need Bill 3 hours. Callers love him. Super chatters love him. Don't be rushing people off the phone. Don't rush Bill. Let that man just take over one day of the month. What do you say, Jesse?
I say Bill is amazing. Thank you.
Chillin' Lean, answer to the BQ.
Why are women assumed innocent and men assumed guilty?
Because people believe that women are more fragile than men, and they think that whoever is fragile can't be evil.
Those are the ones that are evil, the fragile ones. The fragile they are, the worse they are. What the? Thank you, but I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Robert, 10 coffees. Thanks, Jesse, and thanks to the crew. Your message is working, and it's spreading, heard around the world.
By everybody and they mama, if you're black. Everybody and their mama, if you're white. Amazing.
Sion, Jesse, love you. The Somalians are not afraid of anybody. They're worse than the Nigerians and the Mexicans and other foreigners who suck the living out of America. Have you ever hired or worked with a Somali? They don't even want to do their job as they're supposed to do with some without some type of slick way. LOL, I work with them currently, laughing with tears, says Sion.
Amazing.
Who is African herself, but not Somali, apparently.
She's right, but not Somali African. Amazing. Thank you, Sion. You remind me of some years ago, I had a car accident, and then I took her to this particular shop to get repaired, and I found out later, because they approached me and asked me to do it, that these people had to be Armenian, right? They would tell me that they would fake an accident for me so that I can get insurance money. I'm like, what the? And so what they wanted me to do is be driving down the freeway, and then they want to come up behind me, and then they were going to hit my car and do a fake accident, and then they're going to get a claim, and I was going to get a claim. We'll get my. I'm like, I'm not doing it. You may kill me in that car. I ain't doing that. I did not do it, but I didn't know that was going on with the Armenians.
The immigrant scammers taking advantage.
It's crazy how the immigrants know so many scams to do.
Terrible.
And they're organized with it, too.
Exploiting our high-trust society and bringing it all down to low-trust society.
Yeah.
Evil.
And then it costs the taxpayer a arm, a leg, and a short thigh.
And the insurance payers.
Right.
I shake my head.
I close my eyes. What a mess. Thank you, C.I. Amazing.
Anthony with cool sunglasses sticker. Anthony L.
Thank you, Anthony L.
Commander Kim, when Jesus went to the possessed, the demons yelled, "We know who you are." When Nick Shirley goes to blue states, the demons yell, "We know who you are."
That's right. Very good point. Thank you.
Bruce P. on X live stream. Don't forget the dopamine that you receive when you have somebody reply to one of your posts.
What's the dopamine?
That's that chemical that I referenced when you get excited.
Oh.
When you get some engagement.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
And attention.
Yeah.
ADHD 777. Old man I know had a stroke. He and his wife want me to help take care of him in his house. They're stressful to be around. Wife can move fine. I have no obligation, and they make me feel guilty if I don't help. Should I help?
You should not feel guilty, and then you'll be able to do what you want to do. But if you feel guilty, which is the ego and vanity, you're going to be controlled. There's never a reason to feel guilty about anything. You are not guilty. So drop the guilt, and then if you want to help, you will. If not, you won't. You'll be fine. Thank you.
Great question, ADHD.
Yeah.
Marcus G59, Galatians 6:5. For each one should carry their own load. This obviously states that whatever you do, it's on you. Don't blame others for your weak actions.
Absolutely.
# It's Bible Thumper Thursday 100.
I love that. Galatians what?
6:5.
Right on. Write that down there. Amazing.
Very nice.
Yep.
FYI, I'm suing Jesse and the JLP network because I'm too addicted to it, says Nicole on Punchy.tv.
I can't get over this case with Meta and YouTube being sued like that. I don't know right or wrong. I don't know what happened in the case, but I don't understand it. How can you be at blame for what they go and pay for, buy, and use on their own? You're not at their house. What the... Amazing. Thank you.
Max Ron, welcome, JLP show member.
Thank you. Amazing.
Salty N on Pilled Trump says, I call it a military operation. I'm told not to call it a war because you're supposed to have congressional approval. That's what he said to some Republicans the other day, I think yesterday.
Amazing. Thank you.
We'll have to read the rest later, y'all. Thank you kindly.
Amazing. I got to take a quick break. Thank you all. When I come back, straight to the cause. I have another soundbite I'd like to give you, too. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better. Because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Our greatest president said, quote, "I won't use the word war because they say if you use the word war, that's maybe not a good thing to do." Trump told a crowd of GOP lawmakers Wednesday at Union Station in Washington, D.C., at the National Republican Congressional Committee's NRCC's annual fundraising dinner. Quote, "They don't like the word war because you're supposed to get approval. So I'll use the word military operation," which is really what it is. It's a military decimation, decimating Iran's military. So far, I heard that they have decimated about two-thirds of their capacity, according to one of the guys who's in the United States. He wants the war, Trump wants this war, military operation, to be 4 to 6 weeks and end before the mid-May summit with President Xi of China. Beautiful Xi. Jinping, I think they're in like their 27th day of the war. It's been almost, 4 weeks? I think February 28th was the day of those terrible first strikes. Terribly awesome, but terribly terrible as well. And now we're nearing March. Well, we're in March 26th, so like a month now. Wow. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, the 26th of March, A.D. 2026. There is one line open. You hang tight, callers, those of you who are on hold already. And if you're wanting to call in, now is your chance. Call in, young or old, into the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. Note, please note, no I in Jesse. It's J-E-S-S-E. I see a lot of you guys putting J-E-S-S-I-E. Come on, man. Get a life. That's a Bidenism. I'm just kidding. You have life. Anyway, so do that, and then we'll get to more of your super chats, hopefully, in this third and final hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, as well as your calls and more great stories. It is Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, and then the Great American Anchor, baby. Nice. And catch Punchy TV yesterday. All right, it was mildly interested. Check it out. Revolver and Iran International report a mass text in Iran promoted a Trump assassination campaign. They're campaigning to take out our greatest president, Trump. That's not right. Maybe they don't feel it was right that we took out their Ayatollah and a whole bunch of others of theirs, but whatever. It's not the same. They pledged about $25 million. How did they get all that money? Well, it's a big country. And high IQ, I hear. Iran is high IQ per capita, I heard. And Jim Sciutto of, I think, Fox News or somewhere, said that maybe a Netanyahu advisor spoke out to him personally or somebody. Iran always lies. Remember that. Reminds me of SJWs. They always lie. Donald Trump says that Iran is desperate for a deal. And Tehran, meanwhile, they deny having any talks. That's according to the Jerusalem Post. Unfortunately, the White House had to regrettably reject Elon Musk's offer to cover those TSA so-called workers' pay. He offered like $25 million or $250 million, I forget how much, to pay them during this shutdown thing. CBS News reported this. And Ground News, Trump said that he would love it if Elon could cover their pay. But alas, an official said that there's legal challenges or legal barrier to allowing Elon Musk, who already has some government contracts, to pay these people's wages, cover their wages, since the Democrats don't want to pay the DHS, the Department of so-called Homeland Security. I heard that Trump may bring in the National Guard to help cover the shifts of the delinquent TSA people. I'm using the word delinquent. It's not actually necessarily delinquent. These Supreme Court justices are leaning toward Trump in this asylum processing case that, ridiculously, in my opinion, it had to go all the way to the Supreme Court to reinstitute metering at migrant arrival, people who want to plead asylum, so-called fake refugees. I call them fake. And so Obama did it. Trump did it. Biden stopped it. Now the Supreme Court. It's up to them. I'm James Hake.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. We have every way. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, why are women assumed innocent and men assumed guilty? Why are women assumed innocent and men assumed guilty? We have every way that you can watch and support the show by We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around, but you'd like to listen to the show as it's happening, you can do it on your phone, podcast, and then listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go and buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Thursday, and every Thursday is Bible Bumper Thursday.
I got news for you. We're getting closer to his return. And the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
All for the thrill of it. All for the thrill of it. Thrill of it. Amazing. What a mess, huh? Did you hear that in Santa Barbara, California, they have resumed drilling? They are now drilling for oil again. Remember Donald Trump said, I'm going to change that. They stopped doing it about 10 years ago in California, and they're making the people pay more for gas. I think because they wanted to bring in electric cars, I think that's why they stopped. Now, I don't know what excuse they use. But Donald Trump said, no. The Great White Hope said, no, we got to drill. Drill, baby, drill. And so now, according to the New York Times, oil has begun flowing through pipelines near Santa Barbara, California, for the first time in more than a decade. Trump administration ordered offshore production to resume. despite strong objection from California officials. Watch this from ABC 10.
Offshore oil drilling has resumed near Santa Barbara more than a decade after authorities stopped it. The Trump administration used the Defense Production Act, a federal law that allows the president to direct private companies to produce certain goods for national defense or emergencies. The president says it's an effort to stabilize gas prices in California. Sable's Santa Barbara location started production again Saturday. It had been closed since a 2015 pipeline rupture that spilled more than 140,000 gallons of crude oil. And since then, Sable has been pushing to resume operations. California Democrats and environmental groups are opposing the move. Governor Newsom is threatening legal action.
See how the Democrats don't want you to be free? They want you in bondage. Really? They tried to stop it. Donald Trump said, no. Now you see why you got to appreciate. Thank you, Mr. Trump. Thank you, President Trump. Thank you to Great White Hope. Thank you, amazing. Be grateful. Don't listen to this mess with the people about the president. What the? You better be grateful because those people take over again. It's over for you. All right. I want to give you this from Galatians 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ live in me. That's so deep, it makes you want to throw up both your hands. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Have you heard that before, Anchor Baby?
No, I don't think.
So what do you think when you hear that? What goes through your mind right now? I, according to Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
That I don't really have to wait anymore. I don't really have to. There's nothing to wait for. Nothing to become. There's nothing to. That I have to do.
Right here, right now. The ego has died, been crucified. As Christ's ego was crucified. And once you're crucified, you now live. And Christ is living in you. The kingdom of heaven is within. The kingdom of heaven is within. Death from the ego. That's the only death that you need to do and will happen. It's the ego death for those who want to die from it. And then you shall live. Ego life is death. It's not life. Galatians telling you that. 2:20 is Baba Thumper. 2:20. I have been crucified. You got to die from the illusion, the imagination, the illusion of life. Amazing, huh? Then you no longer live. That false self is no longer alive. That ego nature is no longer alive. Then Christ will live in you and you will have real life. But do what you want. Did you hear that? It's Baba Thumper Thursday. According to this report, there's a so-called reverend who's a female, by the way. Huh? Oh, this so-called reverend, a female by the name of Gerlyn Henry, I don't know what she is. But there's this preacher, so-called preacher, who part of the Angelin Church. Anglican church out of Canada. Apparently, this female preacher, I'm doing a quote thing, is supporting Planned Parenthood. Watch this from X.
Do you know who benefits the most from us being ashamed of our bodies? It's big money and big corporation. So how do we disrupt the system? It's learning to love our bodies and to use our money wisely. So last time I partnered with Balesa, I shared a really vulnerable story of myself. But this time, it's all about joy with a little dash of resistance. So here's my two-part invitation to joy and resistance. Number one, I'm doing a giveaway where everybody who signs up on my page either gets a free toy or a gift card. And two, the money that I gain from this partnership will go directly into Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood helps detect cancers, helps treat STIs, helps provide access to birth control, and they have been heavily defunded.
Amazing, huh? That's Satan pretending to be a preacher. That's the devil. You still want females to be pastors and reverends? She supported Planned Parenthood. In a previous video, she released a Valentine poem revealing how she opposed ICE and support the ideology from the river to the sea. Watch this from X.
I hate fascists and I hate ICE. I love you and I think you're nice. I want to kiss you from the river to the sea. Roses are red, violets are blue. Come over here, and I'll radicalize you. Your nose is like the Tower of Babylon, looking towards Damascus.
Teeth are like a flock of ewes, freshly shorn.
What a mess! That's evil. Pure evil. Really. The heart of that female is wicked. What is an Anglican church? Anglican church. That's from Los Angeles Church. Nobody knows. Oh, Church of England, hate think. Amazing. One last thing I want to show you really fast from ABC7. Talking about the biblical question, why women assume innocent and men assume guilty. That makes this question even more amazing. ABC7, a model accused of targeting rich older men online and burglarizing their homes has been held to answer 6 felony charges. Watch this from ABC 7.
From stealing hearts to stealing property, that's what Adva LaVie will stand trial for. The adult model and influencer known as Mia Ventura facing 6 felony charges, accused of using dating apps to target and burglarize wealthy older men and younger women. The circumstances similar to those that might play out in an elder abuse case, according to former prosecutor R.J. Dreiling.
It's the same kind of principle, which is someone working themselves into someone's life, taking money from them under the auspices of consent.
In a place like L.A., where relationships can be very transactional, how do prosecutors determine who is a sugar baby and who's a criminal?
You know, that's going to be the ultimate issue in the case. I expect the defense to argue that these individuals, when they got into a relationship with the social media influencer, a much younger, much more attractive woman, knew what they were getting into.
The allegations of deception stretching beyond Southern California, with police reports filed against LaVie in Nevada, Florida, and even overseas in France and Italy.
Amazing. Do you blame that woman or the men that fall for it? And does this mean that the men are victim of this female? You know how they always say the women are victim of the men? They always say that. How about this case? maybe all these guys have been accused of, maybe, I don't know, I'm just saying because of this, maybe the men are the victims. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Let me go to Elaine out of Arkansas. Let's see here. Blah, 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 blah. Elaine, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Elaine.
How are you doing?
All is well.
All is well. Good to hear that. Well, I was just calling because I needed some advice from you.
Okay.
I talked to you last week, so you gave me some good advice then. But I was trying to find out about something else. So I work with this lady, and she's always just doing the most. And, like, whenever she does it, she does no wrong. She knows everything. You can't tell her anything, basically. And she's always trying to mess with my payroll. And I'm just trying to see what I should do about, like, day-to-day work with her as far as, like, small talk and things go.
Don't resent her. Don't be angry. She can't help herself. And then stay away from her. Don't talk to her. Have nothing to do with her.
Okay, so just basically do my job and just...
Yes.
That's it. If it's not work-related, don't engage with her.
100%. Is she your boss?
She is my boss. She's been with this company 8 years, and I've been with this company 1 year.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and
well, just don't resent her and only talk to her when it's work-related, but you don't have to be having any other kind of talk with her.
Okay. Well, good. That's what I needed to know, basically.
And you
and I just wanted to tell you, I hope you have the best day ever.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, I've been doing that every day.
Okay.
I've been working on it. I've been being more consistent.
Yeah, well, stay present so that you don't have that anger, and you will see how to deal with all things.
Yes, like, don't have anger. Don't, like, talk about it.
Right.
Like, leave it alone.
Yes.
And when I start, like, having these thoughts, like, when I'm pissed off about it, just, like, bring myself back, center myself.
100%.
Okay, I got you. I'm working on it.
I wish you well, Elaine.
I wish you well. I'm going to talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye
now.
All
right, have a great day.
All right. Amazing. Charlie is out of California. Let's see here. Charlie, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, you were kind enough to take my call yesterday. Thank you for taking my call today. I think the last question you presented was, why are women believed and men are not believed?
The biblical question is, why are women assumed innocent and men assumed guilty?
I mean, I think anytime a man sees a woman, he's sexually attracted to her. And if the woman accepts his advances, that's fine. But if she accepts his advances, then she wants to change her mind, she can put the man through hell. It's a very open question. The difference between men and women, women cannot defend themselves physically against men. That's the main thing. Men, you know, sometimes men are out of control and they violently hurt women. Not all men do. Most men don't,
I think women hurt men more than men do women.
You know, I do agree with that. I think that in relationships, women, you know, they have their own psychological issues, and they violently attack men, they hit men, they strike out at men because of whatever's going through their minds, and the men just put up with it. And then maybe that one time when a man strikes back or tries to protect himself and he hurts the woman, the man is seen as a monster in some cases. But some men are just violent monsters that beat women.
And
but
most
I do think more
violent monsters that beat men.
Yes, I do. I do agree that most women, I think in 90% of relationships, I think women violently attack men. 100%. 100%. And I think that they should go to jail for that.
And they have,
but they're not going to go.
They've been given permission to do it, and the evil in them just out of control now.
I mean, I agree with that. You can't attack anyone. You know, I mean, right. if you take your fist, it is disturbing, because I've never been in a relationship where. Well, maybe one relationship. I'll tell you the story another time, unless you want to hear it.
You were in one relationship where the woman beat you?
Yeah. Can I tell you within 1 minute?
Yes.
So I used to hang out with this girl that I was dating. We used to hang out with her very close friends. For whatever reason, we used to get together and we used to have dinner. It just coincidentally, I never had money to pay the bill. One day we were at this restaurant in California, and I said, listen, I've only got like $80. I'm going to pay the meal. Don't order like a massive amount of money. Just let them order steaks and whatever. The waiter went around the table. Her friends ordered like maybe like a $20 steak. The next person like a $20 steak. She ordered like a $40 steak. And I looked at her, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I told you, please, don't. And when it came to me, I ordered like a $5 salad. And she basically looked at me like a little weak bitch. Like, how dare you? So they had to end up actually giving money to pay the bill. When we got home later that night, I told her, I said, listen, I told you, I don't want them to pay for my meal. She got angry at me. She punched me in the chest. I fell over. I landed on the ground. All I could think about was she just attacked me and I'm hungry because all I had was a salad for dinner. But I never hit her back. Yeah, I mean,
why
not all.
Why do you have her arrested? Yeah. Why do you call the police?
You know, because she was great in bed.
Whoa!
Isn't that what it comes down to for a lot of men?
Yeah,
I mean, most
absolutely.
Men don't
care about a woman. Right. If it wasn't for that, men wouldn't have anything to do with women.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, well, no, women are beautiful. You know, they can like support you.
No, if
you,
it wasn't for the three-letter word, men would not have anything to do with women at all. It's only
hey, Jesse, I was on hold for like a little over an hour. I'm going to cut this call. Can I call you again?
Yes.
Take care, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia on my mind. Josh, you are on the air.
Hey.
Hey, Josh.
What's going on, Jesse?
All is well.
I'm calling for that biblical question, man.
Why are women assumed innocent and men assumed guilty?
Because women have an invisible touch, and they reach, they take control, and they slowly tear you apart. And that's the Phil Collins song. I don't know if you know it, but he just describes the Old Testament. That's the devil's order, you know, devil over women over men. And so that's what the world is. Women dominate over men, and the devil is over women. So it's really not women doing it. The devil has it set up that we all automatically assume that the women are the good guy. That's the Old Testament. That's the hell on earth.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
Thank you, Josh. I appreciate it, man, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Okay. Appreciate it, man.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right, man. Right. Bye-bye.
888-77-JESSE. First-time caller, Avery out of Michigan. Avery, you are on
hey.
The air.
Jesse Fish, and I have a question for you, man.
Yes, sir.
And this is, I tell you what, you know, I've lived a very hard life. I've been through very hard stuff, and I'm not here to shake all that out on everybody. Nobody did. It's cool. But the thing is I really appreciate your show. I really appreciate you have turned me back into a Christian. My grandfather, he's a minister. He's so happy, and he thanks you for God for what you've done to me. But I'm asking you, I want to know how can I forgive my mother if my mother was born into being a wonderful woman of the church, and she's great, man. My mom is great. Like, my mom doesn't mess up at all. My dad, he doesn't necessarily believe, you know, and stuff like that. But you always talk about how the woman brings up. No, that's not in my life. I'm a 2-time cancer survivor. I've lived through what I lived through. Most people survive through today, and I've given my whole life for that. So I'm literally what made kids live today, and that's my donation to the world. Is my
how old are you now?
And I'm 40. I'll be 46 this year. Yep.
How old are you now?
46 in May. I'm 45, sir.
Okay. And you said your mama is a wonderful woman of the church.
She's born into it. And I keep trying to look how to forgive my mom, but I can't because she's so good. And that's why I called you, because I was like, I need to call you because my mom is so good. She's so, I don't know what else to, I can't find the wrong part in her. You keep telling me there's this wrong in women. And I keep looking at it going, no, my mom is the best. Maybe she was born to the right thing. Oh, dude, she's 100% equivocal to God, man. She loves everything. Yes, sir.
Is she perfect?
What do you mean? I don't know what you're saying, perfect.
Is your mother perfect?
Well, mom, what do you mean perfect?
Perfect. She made no mistakes at all?
No, nobody's perfect, Jesse.
How about your mother?
No, that's my mom.
Is she perfect?
I was just wondering because I can't find anything wrong with her, and you keep telling me to find something wrong with my mom so I can forgive her, so I can forgive my dad.
Avery.
I'm listening to you, man. I'm listening to you.
Avery.
I love this.
Avery.
Makes sense, my man.
Avery.
Yes, sir.
Is your mother perfect?
Well, nobody's perfect, sir.
How about your mother?
I don't think so. No.
And what mistake did she make?
But where are you to yank her underwear off of her, man? She's done really good.
Avery.
Nice. Yes, sir. I love this.
Avery. Tell me one thing she did that or does that you wish she had not done or stopped doing. One thing.
I can't think of. That's the hard part. I was a cancer patient. I was a little kid dying. And I can't think of one thing.
All right. Well,
I can't think of one thing. My family's wonderful, Jesse Peterson, and I want you to know that.
Okay, so.
That's why I was wondering what to do.
So if you
don't
have.
Find a bad in my mom.
Amy, if you don't have a reason to forgive her, that's good. That's fine.
Oh, my God, man. These are the best people in the whole world.
Right. So don't make up anything, all right? If she didn't do. If she didn't do anything. Then
this is the first I've ever heard on your show because my mom's great and I don't know what to say and I'm asking you questions.
Right. Because I got to run because of time, but.
No, I got it.
Avery, if she has done anything wrong, you said she's perfect. Then don't make up anything.
Oh, my God.
Don't make up anything, all right?
What a great thing to have.
All right. Thank you, Avery.
I was looking for the badness in my mom.
Right. Well, keep your eyes open. You'll see it. If you notice,
God bless you, Jesse Peterson. God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful night, man.
You too, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Amazing. 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 Wow. There's so much going on. Super.
Super chats.
Your friend Pablo on YouTube. God refers to Jesus as God. Hebrews 1:8-9.
God, no, he doesn't.
Hebrews 1:8-9. I think that says something like, the Lord said to my Lord, something like that. But to the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions.
That's somebody else talking about Jesus.
Whoever wrote Hebrews, referring to God saying, your throne, O God, is a kingdom forever and ever.
So where did he say?
And then Derek is saying, boom.
But where is Jesus saying he's God? Oh, God, call him God.
That's supposedly God calling him God.
What the? It's amazing how people just make up.
Indeed.
They believe, they just read it. They tell them that.
Thank you, your friend Pablo.
Yeah, thank you, your friend Pablo.
Nope.
It is Barbara Thumper III. The treasure chest is now open on DLive.
We'll read the rest later.
And stretch off on pews.net. Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. Okay, the treasure. No, what I was. Oh, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com from 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m., both Pacific time. And then check out Punchy TV, brand new episode up there. Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E .TV. Brand new episode. Check it out. And don't forget to like the videos. I just want to play this really fast. Apparently, and I haven't seen it. My producer told me about it this morning, but I haven't seen it yet. For Mediat, the pastor and spiritual advisor of Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, agree with a podcaster who is, agree with a podcast wish that God kill Reverend James Tallarico from Democrat. I mean, from Texas, a Democrat from Texas. Watch this from X.
About that. And so I say, and even in the debate, I think you might have seen it, but that I had on campus the other day, I pray that God kills him. Ultimately, that means killing his heart and raising him up to new life in Christ. That's the first thing.
We want him crucified with Christ.
That's exactly right.
I want him to be, I think, Saul of Tarsus, Tallarico of Tarsus.
Yes.
That's what I want. Who would say, I was holding the garments while they stoned Stephen, and now I'm the, that's what we want.
Yes, we want death and new life, right? And if it would not be within God's will to do so, stop him by any means necessary, oh God.
What do you think about that one, Hake?
That's very Christian. That's not wishing physical death upon him.
No, it sounds like they're referring to the ego death.
Yeah, they want him to repent, die to himself.
And this guy,
because he's a fake Christian. And so fake Christians wanting the best for fake Christians.
So how come some people thinking that it's a physical death?
They're willfully ignorant. They're pretending that he meant physical death.
It sounds like the anchor baby. You think he meant physical?
Isn't that what he meant by any God means do necessary? Anything? And if not that, then by any means necessary.
Stop
God,
by
wink,
any.
Wink,
oh.
Wink, wink, wink.
Yeah.
Unless I misunderstood.
It's definitely teasing, but it definitely sounds shocking. And he paused when he said death upon him. And then he said spiritually, his heart.
Yeah, they should,
but it's just
they should
playing around.
Say it by any means necessary.
That's true. That's communist language and yeah. black radical language.
And it does sound like it meant physical.
But that's all wishing for God's will to be done, basically.
Right. I guess. What?
It was just silly.
But I hear that the people are having a hissy fit over that.
Yeah, it's made a whole bunch of headlines. I'm cracking. I'm growing.
Amazing. So I don't know, but it sounds like the spiritual ego death. That's what they meant. But I don't know. But don't be having a hissy fit over it. He was just playing. They were just playing.
Crucified with Christ.
Yeah, that means ego death, if you're crucified with Christ, because there is no physical death. And this guy, James Tallarico, is a Democrat from Texas. He's the guy that beat out Jasmine Cricket. He took Jasmine Cricket place. He ran against her. And he beat her out. So he's a politician and he's a preacher too, right?
Yeah, he is. James Tallarico. He's one of those liberal preachers who says, I think you played him saying God is non-binary or something like that.
A while back, huh?
Yeah, like within a few weeks ago. And then Anchor Baby, I think, has played him on some Bible Thumper Thursday segments too.
Amazing. What a mess. Let me go to Oregon and talk to Tudor out of Oregon. Tudor, you are on the air.
AOP.
Hey, Tudor.
The man. Can you hear me good?
Yes, I can.
Okay, very good. I think I know the answer, but I love... So, anyways, you have helped me with a lot of anger and stuff with outside stuff. And I was thinking about the fruits, or we wrestle not with flesh and blood, right? And so I started a new job with a big corporation, a national one, international one. And I cannot tell you, I already had some random stuff going on in my life with people. I cannot tell you the 2 weeks leading up to me starting this job. The devil was hard at work, I believe. Like, it just was coming from all angles. Random stuff, crazy stuff. I won't go into details, but all annoying, all from the outside, waiting for me to have a reaction. So my question is, I don't know how I should react according to you, but does the devil work when you're trying to make change?
When you're trying to make a change in your life or physical change?
Yes. No, change in your life. Yes.
Yeah, you get busier when you're trying to overcome 100%.
Man, JLP, it has been crazy. Like, just not even the old random annoying things, just some everything from the outside, left field stuff, whether there would be friends or contacts or even people I don't know coming in when I'm starting this new big job path in my life. Like within that week of me starting was just negative from everywhere, from nowhere.
And why do you deal with those people since you see that they're evil? Why do you bother with them at all?
Well, I haven't, but I will tell you there was one text from my mother since we're still involved. And what's funny is I listened to you. I was almost calling before. And when I listen to your show, the questions get answered somehow by God. For instance, there was one where a guy who was a week ago saying that he has given up his anger, but he's angry at his mom. But there was money involved, and I have that same thing. I almost called in about the money involved, and he says, you don't know how many people I counsel that won't give up because they're not forgiving because the money is involved. And
You say yeah, you received a text from your mother?
Yeah. Well, it was something just really petty because we still have a little, like, money involved. It was something about a phone on the family share plan, which I had handled. And it
why
just,
don't you take your phone off her family share plan to have your
yeah,
own?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is.
Why have you done that?
Yeah, that's in the works. Well, it's kind of cost me a little bit of money, and I had an agreement, but the agreement with my mother turned into control.
Because you should never make a deal with your mother.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm in full agreement.
But why don't you change it, so that she can't control you like that?
Yeah, I am. I am, sir. Okay. It just was weird in that week where I'm starting the corporate thing. She was worried about something on the bill. And then after I reassured her and did everything that I was supposed to do on my end, because it is a business agreement, even though it's my mother, that she was still like harping on something and being controlling. And I was just very nice. I had to think about how to respond without being passive aggressive, yada, yada. And then finally, she was like, how's the new corporate job going? later. So she wasn't actually worried about me.
Let me ask you this because of time. Have you forgiven her for what she's done to you?
I have. I haven't went and did it. And
why not?
Like I said, when I listened to you last week, when I wanted to call, I have an inheritance and something involved in it, and she's controlling it illegally.
You said illegally?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean,
so your mother is controlling your money illegally?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Why are you dealing with your mother, man?
Fear. I guess it's the spirit of fear.
But
like,
how will you overcome the fear of her if you don't go and forgive her and face her?
Well, it's the fear, not even her, it's the fear of myself. Will I make it? Will I get that money later if I face it? You know, these sort of things.
And how will you ever be free as long as you listen to fear? Fear is an illusion.
Yep. But, you say to be practical as well, right? So yeah. If I could be nice and kind of go around the edges of it and not indulge in the fear thing, and hopefully, which she hasn't proven that she is a good actor, but I am still hoping that I can get the money. And so, yeah, like you said earlier, if I didn't have any financial involvement with her, I probably wouldn't contact and these sort of things.
And so because of time, what you said is when you say your mother have control of your finance illegally, what do you mean by that?
Oh, so my grandmother, her mother died, and I have an inheritance that my grandmother was more sensible.
If your grandmother's dead, why don't you get your inheritance?
Because my mom was listed as the executor, even though I know the will, I know what I'm left, yada, yada. It's just a lot of subterfuge with my mother. She won't even say, how much money it is, which I know. So it's difficult.
Well, let me tell you this, Tudor. I want you to call me again, but I got to run because of time.
Yes, sir.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I am not. I am trying, but I have not.
But, Tudor, how are you going to see clear? You haven't forgiven your mother. You're not doing the prayer. How will you see what to do if you don't do those things?
The spirit of fear.
Well, then, as long as you give in to the fear, you're just going to have to suffer.
Yeah. And another thing that like I said, you pointed out that you counsel a lot of people that go through this with women that are holding inheritances, alimony, whatever the hell it is, right? Heck, it is. But
here's what I recommend. You, if you want to see how to deal with those situations, you got to start working on you. Do the silent prayer.
I'm trying.
You're not doing the silent prayer, so you're not trying. God cannot help you unless you let go and let him in so he can help you.
So I have to consider the sparrow.
What?
Consider the sparrow, right?
What's a sparrow? I don't know what that means.
Or the lily in the field, as Jesus said.
Oh, I see.
Are you not...
Tudor, so you can see the right way to go. At least start with that.
I'm afraid.
All right, then just suffer then.
I don't want to.
Yes, you do. You love your suffering because I'm telling you the way out. You will say you're not going to do it, so you just have to suffer.
God bless you, JLP. You're the best.
Call me back.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. I will.
Okay. Let me go to Joseph. I asked Joseph to call me back from yesterday. Joseph, out of California, Jesse. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
So, Joseph, long story short, you and your girlfriend moved in with her sister, and then her sister won't clean the house up, and your girlfriend won't say anything, and now you got this girl pregnant. That's where we left off from the story yesterday. Right?
Yeah, well, they were living in their family's house, and I was living in mine, and we all got an apartment together. That's what it was.
Right. And so I asked you yesterday, this girl is not obeying you, and if you marry her, that's going to only get worse. Why don't you move out and go live your life?
Yeah, because she wants to get married.
But why marry her? You already see she's nothing but trouble.
Right, and then, like, she's, like, kind of putting it on me.
Put what on
so
you?
So she, like, just, like, I could see, like, the pressure, like, what you said. And, like, she's not obeying. I could see it.
And so why would you marry the devil if you can see in advance that she's the devil?
Well, I was listening to your caller today. I think his name was Jack. And then you were talking about he has to let go of his daughter. Right?
Yes.
Well, but why if, like, I put my daughter in the world, and then I'm just going to watch her go through the same hell like everybody else is going through?
But you're subject to this woman. You're not going to be able to stop it even if you're with your daughter. She's still going to destroy your daughter and you.
Even if she works on herself?
But she's not working on herself.
No, not at the moment, no.
And you can't want her to work for herself. She have to want that.
But I could be the light, right? If I'm working on myself, she can see that and want to work on herself?
No, because she may hate the light in you. The darkness in her will hate the light in you and try to destroy you.
Okay. I was speaking with my dad about this situation. He was telling me I should stick it out with her. Because leaving her would just put me through, a lot of misery and hell.
What that mean? Saying we're her going to put you through misery and hell. Leaving her and not resenting her, you're going to be free if you're working on yourself. What does your father mean by they're going to put you in misery and hell?
Because I'm having a baby, right? So, like, let's say another guy comes into life and my mind just starts going on my thoughts. I'm, like, seeing that, another guy around my kid. It'll just, like, destroy me, like, in my inner spirit and make me angry and all that stuff.
But she's going to destroy you anyway because she already has control over you.
Yeah. Hmm. Over me in what way?
She almost about to make you marry her. She's putting it on you. She won't obey you. And she knows that you're still with her, knowing that she's not going to obey you. She resent you already, and you resent her.
Yeah, right.
You see the darkness, and you still sound like you're going to go into the darkness.
Yeah, I mean, And what about like my thoughts too? Because I get bad thoughts, and like I'm angry with her as well.
Yeah,
like I resent her too.
Right, and what I said, both of you hate each other. It has nothing to do with love. And when you have those moments of feeling good, that's not love. But both of you hate each other, and there's no way this is going to work.
No way this is going to work.
No. You already.
And how do I?
You know you hate her. You know she hates you. Now you're bringing a baby into this hell, and the baby will be destroyed because you don't have in you to deal with this evil woman. And if you start to work on yourself and she's not, she's going to hate you even more so and literally destroy you and your child.
Well, yeah, so I don't want the baby to be destroyed.
But
that's
you can't
why I'm
stop it, though.
Well, if the baby's with me, I could, right?
If the baby was living with you, you have 100% control over the baby, yeah, if you're working on yourself. Have you forgiven your mother?
No, I have not yet. I'm trying to let it come to me, like, naturally. I don't want to just force it, like, go to her house today and forgive her.
Do you see that you resent her, too?
Yes.
So then that's all you need to know, then. You need to see that you resent her, and you do see you resent your mother. And do you know that she couldn't help herself?
Yeah, I know she couldn't help herself because she didn't know better.
Right, so go and forgive her. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. And don't ask for forgiveness. Whatever she acted out, that's on her. And God will forgive you and make you free because what you're doing is getting into the same situation that your father's in. Your father couldn't protect you from your mother, and now you're about to marry your mother and having a baby with her. It's going to be the same thing.
And you said humans don't forgive, right?
No, only God forgive. We admit we are wrong. And when you can admit you're wrong for resenting, for judging, then God will forgive you.
But I thought I'm forgiving my mom, but you said humans don't forgive.
Well, you're forgiving her by admitting you're wrong for resenting her. I'm wrong for being angry at you, mother. I realize now you couldn't help yourself.
And let's say with my girlfriend, I see her misery. And she, I'm fine when I'm by myself, but like, let's say I get home and I feel her hell and I feel her misery come on me. How do I leave her in her misery and her hell while I see them every day and I'm in the household and I'm right there with them?
By forgiving her too, don't resent her and move out of the household and be done with her.
Out of the household, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's deep. Okay. Because, how do you defend yourself without getting angry?
By forgiving your mother and your father for not protecting you from your mother and doing the silent prayer, stay present with God, and he will show you how to defend it. All power will be given unto you. But it'll be the power of God, which is perfect love, and not your power, but it'll be the power of authority of God.
So I shouldn't even try to make my situation better.
You can't make it better. The more you try to make it better, you just created one car crash after another one.
Yeah, and I see that I hate her and I resent. And I'm trying to, like, love her, but I guess it's not working, well, obviously.
You love her by not hating her, but you don't stay with her. Because she's the devil, and she will destroy you.
Well, okay, and then what about my kid?
You're going to have to
let
the
kid go. That's not even born yet. But it's not even born yet.
I know, but still you got to love what's right.
So I'm just going to abandon my kid?
You should love what's right with all your heart, soul, and might first. Love God with all your heart, soul, and might, and then love your enemy as yourself. Work on overcoming your ego. And let God's will be done.
And her family is all hell. Her mom, her sister, she has like two sisters. I see like they're all evil.
Yeah.
And like, and then that's what my kid is going to grow up with. And if I just let my kid
but
go.
But you made a
baby
with the devil, there's nothing you can do about it. And if you stay there, do what you want, of course, Joseph.
Uh-huh.
But if you stay there, you see the hell in her mother. You see the hell in her sister. You see the hell in her. Just imagine what they're going to bring upon you. You will resent staying there with them.
that's why this is like, I was trying to like move away from everything with my girlfriend, like get away from all her family and all that.
Well, move out.
And so I shouldn't try and help my girlfriend try and work on herself?
No, you can't help. You can't even help yourself. How can you help someone else? And all egos think is they think the way you think. They think.
So
they
if I have the knowledge, but I don't have the action.
What?
Because I have the knowledge, but I don't do the action.
Right. You have not been giving your mother. You're not doing the silent prayer. You have the knowledge, but you don't have the understanding.
Mm. Okay. So forgive my mother is the first thing to do.
Yes. And forgive your
father. And what about my thoughts?
And forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. And then do the silent prayer so God can separate you from the thoughts. All those thoughts are all lies all the time.
And I have all kinds of bad thoughts about my girlfriend. And it puts like false like arguments and false feelings in our relationship.
Right, because you both hate each other. You both love your father, the devil.
So I got to forgive my dad just for him not protecting me from my mother?
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, also, I heard you saying, like, when you pray, don't... I'm not a Bible thumper, so I just want advice about you saying, what do you... You don't even know what to pray for and stuff.
Right. That's why you should do the silent prayer so that the spirit of truth can take over you and it know what you need and what you want.
Okay. I just want to tell you this. If you could help me understand this. In Mark 11, verse 24, it says... Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you will receive them and you will have them. What does that mean?
You'll come to understand that clearly when you be still and let the spirit of truth take over. And everything you touch and everything you ever want will be yours. But you would love God first, or you would never put anything before that.
Does loving God first, like, okay, and you say you're not a sinner, right? But what if I drink and I smoke?
Once you forgive, you're going to lose those urges. They will disappear.
They'll just disappear like that?
It will just, I don't know how, I can't say that fast, but it might. But you got to forgive so the light of God can change that old nature. You got to.
And when you get those cravings or thoughts?
You just don't do it. Just watch them, but don't give in to it. Don't call them you.
They're not me.
No.
Okay. All right.
I gotta go.
All right.
Call me again.
All right, Jesse. I will. I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate you, man.
All right, buddy. Super chat.
Super chat.
No one just chose. The thought I had is the lie the ego believes.
Yep.
Anthony L., cool sunglasses.
Thank you, Anthony.
H-Town Julie, he who lives father or mother more, loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me.
I rest my case.
Jesus.
Absolutely.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all, tomorrow,
thank you,
hopefully.
I am so out of time. I'm out of time. Thank you all so much. Hate is coming now. Then the anchor, baby. Thank you for your support. And stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Just stay with it. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and
They wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.